You
ever
heard of a hay rick?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, back years ago, we hauled hay loose.
Mm-hmm.
And, to tell you the truth about it, there wasn't a heap of people that just didn't have one room for a barn. The folks didn't have room over to take care of over 6-8 loads of hay in the little barns. And they would stack it outside.
Mm-hmm.
A ricket one, some of them called ricking, would be making a big one, a stack. We'd dig a hole, I've done it many times, dig a hole in the ground and cut a pole about 12, 14 foot tall, I'd say, maybe 15, and dig a hole and put it down in about 2 feet, and then we'd just take his hay and come up out of the way and just throw it off, and I'd stay on the ground, just place it around the trunk it all the time. Keep working around that pole and keep it tight around the pole so it would keep on, and they sprang and hay would be just as sound as wood could have been in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
It just turned, we'd have it like it just turned to water under water off, be perfect.
Yeah. This was a stack.
A stack, well, we just make a big block same way and come up pointed like that on top, and it would drain off each way, go just like house top.
Wait, which is the stack? You'd have the pole in the middle. Uh-huh. What about the rick?
Well, I see, we'd make it a stack of hay, just like coming across this room here.
Uh-huh.
And we'd stack it, just keep it trunked up to get about where we want to make the shoulder to go to drain. And then we'd go to bring it in. Grab the brim in, I hope stack of mean. We'd go to grain to brim, and up top we'd run up a sharp point like, and that run the water off.
So it's not going around in a circle.
It just run off just like coming off a house.
You set the shoulder.
Huh?
The shoulder. That point sort of.
That's where we start making it going to a point like the shoulder. We'd put 10 loads. We'd say. In the main part of it. And then we say, well, that's going to be about, we got so many more loads, we'll just cap off of them, fix it. Then we start shingling back, bringing them up, coming on up. Then let it be right sharp, like up in the top. And that wasn't as really good a way, but now you can keep it.
Yeah.
I kept hay the other way, but it wasn't as good a way as the other way was with the pole.
So you didn't have a pole at all this rig?
No, not that rig.
You didn't have anything?
Didn't have anything at all. Just thought, I have a tow stuff. You could throw some brush down if you wanted to, but the ground was...
Yeah, but I've passed places where you have that pole and sea pot out.
What?
And a pole and...
Well, I think we should ask that. Say, but this little rigging is just out of a big rig. Right.
Well, I thought maybe she was talking about it.
We talked about it. I told the stack. We'd have a pole, dug a hole, and put it in this stack. Mr. John Way, old man, learned me how to do that when I was just a kid.
They didn't bale hay like
then. Well, it was all loose, hand loose. And the barn, many barn, my father had big barn tops, whole world of hay. But many folks, like most people, didn't have barn but hold more than... We had a man lived down next to my neighbor, my daddy. He had hay, I bet stayed out there 20 years in them stacks. He wouldn't never sell one. He traded neat.
Yeah.
He just keep putting them up new ones. Yeah, had a lot of fun for love.
What's, you know, when you first cut the hay and you let it dry and everything, what do you call the... little piles of hay that you rake up, you know, and then take a pitchfork and...
Well, I'm shocked them. See, we call them shock. We used to shock it when it's hauling it loose. And now we can windrow it for the baler, you see.
Uh-huh.
Have a side of the little rake.
Yeah.
Runs out there now and they just turn it like that, just picks it up and rolls it over.
Mm-hmm.
And then the baler comes along.